This is 7AD and it's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. How are you going?
Good morning, Darren.
The beard's shaping up fine, by the way.
Oh, it is getting a bit rough, isn't it?
It'll be great come winter time.
Yeah, I should do my, well, my brother has grew a beard and he's just kept on growing. It's like Ned Kelly.
All right, so last week we were talking planes, trains and automobiles. This week, going into a big...
We sort of focused on electric cars last week, didn't we? And because there's so much to talk about in that space.
Mm.
You know, but there is bigger gear available. And having more people in the same vehicle makes sense when you're heading in the same direction. Probably the most efficient way of ever doing this is a bus.
Yeah.
China is all over this, Darren. Did you know they have over 400,000 electric buses?
Well, I did know that they were doing electric buses, but I didn't know they had that many.
Yeah, this is electric battery buses. This is just, they come in, charge up, and away they go. And that's a lot of buses.
Yeah.
And look, to be honest, given their phenomenal population of China, I suspect they're going to need a lot more. Costs around $400,000 to $600,000 to buy an electric bus with batteries and all the rest of it. Sounds a lot, but it costs around $200,000 just to buy a diesel bus. And when you factor the running costs of what a large bus, like they've got big diesel engines and they chew fuel like nobody's business, I suspect they'll be on par in costs in regards to what it would cost to run both of those over their serviceable lifespans.
Yeah.
Yeah. So battery power buses do exist and are growing in numbers. Now, this is another area. Like, I had a rough idea that I was looking at it, but I didn't realise it was as far advanced as it was. This is mining. You know, that's an area that is very highly fossil fuel dependent. Got their big machines, you know, probably open cuts a bit different, but for underground mining, there is now battery electric versions for their equipment. So that's underground loaders, scalers, drill rigs, some trucks, and it saves them on operating costs. But being underground, it's not also not having to do with exhaust fumes.
Yeah, good point.
I used to work underground, Darren. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I didn't.
I've done it for many years, and people used to ask me what it was like. And I used to say, if you ever wanted to experience what it was like to be underground, just lock yourself in a wardrobe with a light stuck on your head with a sprinkler and a Victor lawnmower going at full noise, and you wouldn't be too far away from what it's like. But breathing the exhaust fumes stuck in my mind is what I dislike the most.
Mm.
So here's the financial reason why electric is most likely going to dominate the underground mining scene. In one mine, if they had diesel equipment, it was going to require a 30-megawatt power plant to ventilate and cool the mine. An all-electric mine was only going to be 15 megawatt.
Half?
Yeah. So, which over the lifespan of mine would be millions and millions of dollars. And just if they were on and just bought electricity, that would be a saving of around $6.5 million per year. And if they were a remote mine using diesel power plants, it'd be double that.
Yeah.
So then we have battery electric trucks, and this is for transport. Now, their biggest issue is always going to be range.
Yes.
And this might just require a rethink on how we shift freight. So using electric trains to do the long-haul sections to distribution hubs, and then the short-hop final deliveries are done by electric trucks. Now, this is looking to be one of the European models moving forward, and I reckon it'd be the only way you would ever get it to work here as the technology as it stands today. Diesel being such an energy-compressed liquid hydrocarbon means it will always have the advantage over most energy forms for range for a while. Though, isn't something, it's new technology, but really when you think about it, it's old technology, Darren, and it works like trams. So there's large sections in Europe. So there's large sections of the highway. They're putting in what they call a catena or an overhead power cable. And the electric trucks, they use these. They drive along. They sort of connect it like a tram, just sit under it and power their electric motors directly from the power cable and charge their batteries. So when they're on the highway, they connect to these things and they're zooming along and chewing up the long distances. And then when it's time to disconnect off the highway and go into the towns for the deliveries, they're using their batteries.
Right.
Yeah. You know, when they've done the delivery, they go back onto the main highway, hook back up to the catenary, and away they go again, charge their batteries.
It's a great idea and it makes sense. If you're in a small country.
That's right. So you look at the trials, and they're being done in Rotterdam in Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's an idea just off the top of my head. So you've got power lines all over the place running beside major highways.
Yep.
Okay. So all they need to do is put charges in all over the country.
Yep.
Truckies can pull up, charge their electric truck coming directly from the power line into a charging station at the base of the power pole. Off they go.
The problem being with that, though, is a truck driver typically does about 750 kilometres a day.
Right.
Without hardly stopping.
Yeah.
So and trucks don't have
time that, constraints. They don't want to stop all the time and charge. Yeah.
And they don't. And electric vehicles probably at best maybe have 250, 300 kilometres range.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's like range. It's the killer.
Yeah.
Now there are electric planes available. You know, we talked about planes
last week. Yeah.
Yeah. And like gravity and friction are the big issues to overcome there. And you on a plane you don't want gravity to win.
No.
No. It ends badly. And the biggest available, Darren, I didn't know this, was about the size of a Learjet. But once again, the range is the biggest limiting factor. But this is an interesting bit. I didn't know this either. Half of the world's aeroplane trips are under 500 kilometres. All the total planes being moved around, over half of them are under 500 kilometres.
Yeah, right.
Which is technically well within the range of an electric plane. And the running costs would be about half that of a fossil fuel powered plane. So I don't think I'll be around to see myself ever boarding an all-electric long-haul flight to the other side of the planet, though it is potentially possible. I might jump on a small plane one day with electric-powered turbines for the short hop over Bass Strait to Melbourne.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. This week, this is something new we've added, Darren. To jazz things up a bit, we're going to introduce a weekly renewable energy or energy efficiency interesting fun fact. Something you can slip into the conversation, your next barbecue or gathering, and make you the coolest cat in the room.
Right.
Disclaimer, results may vary.
Yeah.
So this week's dinner party delicious diatribe is more solar energy hits the earth in just 1 hour than the entirety of humanity consumes in one whole year.
Wow. You have to really think about that for a moment, don't you?
And that's fuel, that's everything.
Yeah.
Enough energy in 1 hour hits the earth that can power all of humanity for one whole year. So DMS Energy, we are an electrical contracting company that operate on the northwest coast. We do commercial and domestic electrical work, heating, cooling, lighting, and we specialise in design and installation of solar systems of any size and type. 13 years strong, and you're in safe hands with DMS Energy.
Awesome, and you can check out working gear at their showroom, which is at 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton. On the phone, 1300 502 599, dmsenergy.net.au, and find us on Facebook. Possibly.
Maybe. No, the results may vary.
You know, and I quote Alanis Morissette, isn't it ironic that people have been using Facebook to complain about Facebook?
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's great.
I'll leave you with that. Thanks, mate.
Cheers, Darren.